Thank you, Pastor Evan, for inviting me to be here today.
感谢 Pastor Evan 邀请我今天在这里。
I will be praying for you as you travel tomorrow to be with your family.
我将为你明天的回国祷告。
I came from Texas to Canada about 58 years ago.
大约在58年前，我从美国的德克萨斯州来到这里。
God gave me my wife Brenda to be my life partner.
神把 Brenda 给了我，成为我的生命当中的另一半。
I've been in ministry for 46 years now.
我做这个事工已经做了46年。
But I'm still learning to walk with God.
我仍然在学习如何为主做工。
I now work with all of our churches in Alberta and the Northwest Territory.
我现在在为所有阿尔伯塔的教会工作。
Alberta has about 62 churches and new churches in the Midwest Association.
阿尔伯塔省有62间教会，在这个
Midwest Association.
Okay.在这个西南联会。
And we have one church in the Northwest Territories.
我们有一个教会在在西南。
Northwest Territories.
西南联会。
So it's great to be with you. I hope you have your Bibles today to study with us.
今天非常高兴能够到这里来和大家一起的学习。
The message title is As His Custom Was.
这个我们今天的证道的题目是照他平常的习惯。
We all have customs in our lives.
我们每个人在我们的生活当中都有自己的习惯。
You have some customs or traditions that you do as Mandarin Chinese, and I have some as English.
你们作为中国人有中国人的传统习惯，而我作为说英语的国家的人也有我们的习惯。
We are continuing to build our customs all the time.
我们一直都在不断的在建造我们的习惯。
These are the things that people know us by, or that we are known by.
这些也通过这些人们来了解我们是什么样的人。
Those who have died and gone on before us have left their legacy.
那些过去的先人给我们留下了他们的遗产。
And it will remain as it is.
那么他们留下的这些遗产呢，将继续保持下去。
We are all in the process of building our legacy.
我们每个人都在建立自己的遗产的过程当中。
One decision.
一个决定。
One action.
一个行为。
And one custom at a time.
那么就在一个时间内会产生一个习惯。
In Matthew 13:57,
马太福音十三章五十七节
The Bible says, "And they were deeply offended and refused to believe in him." Then Jesus told them, "A prophet is honored everywhere except in his own hometown and among his own people."
马太福音十三章五十七节，他们就厌弃他。耶稣对他们说：“大凡先知，除了本地本家之外，没有不被人尊敬的。”
Other versions would say a prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and his own house.
另外一个版本我们可以译为：先知只有在家乡和在自己的家里才得不到尊重。
Let's look at six major customs.Which should brand or mark all of us who claim to be Christians or disciples of Jesus Christ.
让我们来看看六个主要的习惯，他们应该是我们称自己是基督徒或耶稣基督的门徒，我们应有的印记或者是标志。
The first is the custom of attending our place of public worship.
第一，应该是参加公众崇拜的习惯。
Today, this is our place of public worship.
今天这里就是我们的一个公众崇拜的地方。
And Luke chose to state one of Jesus' customs right where Jesus grew up.
路加选择在耶稣成长的地方来叙述耶稣的一个习惯。
Luke 4:16 says, So he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read.
路加福音四章十六节，耶稣来到拿撒勒，就是他长大的地方，在安息日，照他平常的规矩，进了会堂，站起来要念圣经。
Luke was one of the disciples of Jesus Christ.
路加是基督的一个非常好的一个门徒。
And Luke said one of the things Jesus does on a regular basis is attend worship.
那么路加说，基督的一个通常的习惯就是去参加崇拜。
And in Hebrews 10:25, we are given some instructions about worship.
那么希伯来书十章二十五节也会给我们一些关于这个方面的建议。
Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some, but exhorting or encouraging one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching.
希伯来书十章二十五节就是这样说的，你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
May I ask a question?
我能不能问你们一个问题？
What does it take to keep me or keep you out of or away from our place of public worship?
是什么阻碍了你，阻碍了我，来参加这个集体，来参加集体敬拜呢？
We should be able to say, if I am alive 5 years from now, I will be in public worship somewhere.Although I may not know exactly where.
我们应该可以说，如果从今天开始，五年之内我还活着，我应该会在某个地方参加集体崇拜，虽然我还不知道确切在哪里。
I look forward to coming to worship on Sunday.
我盼望着星期天来参加崇拜。
For some, worship is not real important.
但是对某些人来说，崇拜不是那么重要。
But everyone that knows me,
但是每一个认识我的人
should know that I come to worship God on Sunday.
都知道我会在星期天来崇拜神。
The second custom is the custom of regular Bible reading and Bible study.
第二个习惯应该是定期阅读以及学习圣经的习惯。
2 Timothy 2:15 says, Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
提摩太后书二章十五节，你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人。按着正义分解真理的道。
Sometimes we just read the Bible.
我们有时仅仅是读圣经。
But there's times when we need to study the Bible.
但我们实际上还需要来研究圣经的时间。
Today we had on the screen and we read the Bible.
我们今天在这个屏幕上，我们来读这个圣经。
But you don't really grow in the Lord unless you study the Bible.
你只有通过研究圣经，你才能在主里成长。
And you study for yourself, he says, study to show thyself approved unto God. Study for me. Study for my own benefit.
从我自己的这个学习，从这个学习当中获得益处。
So that when I'm talking to people, I'm not ashamed of the Word of God.
所以我会告诉人们，我不会，觉得我不会无愧于主，因为我学习和研究圣经。
Sometimes on Saturdays where I live, on Saturday mornings where I live. in Cochran, people come with a little bag, and two people will come to my door on Saturday.
在星期六，
like Jehovah Witnesses. Do you know what Jehovah Witnesses are, Mabel? How do I say that? Yeah, they come with their little books.
他们带着书。
And sometimes when I see them coming, I get scared.
来到您的，他感到很害怕。
And when I study the Word of God and I study the Bible, I'm not afraid to talk to people about God.
但是我如果读了圣经，研究了圣经，我就不会害怕。
I have another question. When is your daily or personal family devotion time?
我有一个问题，什么时候是你日常的个人的和家庭的读经时间？
Every morning, Brenda and I have Bible study at our table.
每天早上，Brenda和我们都会坐在桌前来读圣经。
We sit down at the table, and I'm here, and Brenda's there.
我们坐在桌子边，我在这里，Brenda在侧边。
I hold her hand, and one of us will pray.
我拉着她的手，我们当中的一个人就会祷告。
And then I read some Bible, and Brenda reads some Bible.
我会读一段，Brenda会读一段。
So when do you read the Bible in your home?
那么你在你的家里什么时候读圣经呢？
If there is a dad in the home,
如果家里有父亲的话,
dad needs to lead in the Bible reading and the prayer time.
那么应该是父亲来引导这个读圣经的时间。
Sometimes I ask Brenda to read, and sometimes I ask Brenda to pray.
我有的时候要Brenda来读。
But children need to know that dad believes in God.
但是孩子们应该知道, 他们的父亲是相信神的。
Children need to see dad hold the Bible and read the Bible.
孩子们应该看到他们的父亲拿着圣经，而且读圣经。
So we have a custom of Bible reading and Bible study.
我们应该有读圣经和研究圣经的习惯。
The next custom is the custom of prayer, both private and public.
第三个习惯是祷告的习惯，无论是公开的还是私下的。
Private prayer is when I pray all by myself.
私下的祷告就是我一个人独自祷告。
Public prayer is like the young lady who stood right here and led us in prayer.
公共的祷告就像刚才那个年轻的女孩站在这里，让我们一起带领我们一起祷告。
Pastor Evan stood right there to start the service and said, "Let's pray."
也像刚才 Pastor Evan 站在这个前面，领导我们这个崇拜开始的时候，他做的那个祷告。
But your pastor will pray lots when there's no one else around.
但是你们的牧师也在没有人的时候会做很多的祷告。
In Daniel chapter 10 in verse 6, the Bible says, He knelt down on his knees three times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days.
但知道这禁令带了预习。
Sometimes we pray standing just like we are now.
我们有的时候我们是站着，就像我们现在这样站着祷告。
Sometimes we pray when we're sitting.
有的时候我们会坐着祷告。
Sometimes we pray when we kneel down.
有的时候我们会跪在地上祷告。
Prayer is the same in all of those.
那么在这些不同的动作当中，祷告都是一样的。
We pray to the same God.
我们向同样的神祷告。
Whether it's in Edmonton,
在埃米肯的不管是谁。
Or whether it's in China,
或者在中国的不管是谁。
When Pastor Evan arrives in China,
当Pastor Evan 到达中国的时候
he will pray while he's there for his family.
他会在那里为他的家人祷告。
He will pray for his sister who's to deliver a new baby.
他也会为我们这里的兄弟姊妹祷告。
He will be praying for his parents to come to know Jesus.
他也会为他的父母认识神来祷告。
And we're going to be praying here for Pastor Evans in China.
我们也会在这里为Pastor Evans 在中国祷告。
We're going to be praying for his sister to have the baby.
我们会为他的妹妹有一个孩子而祷告。
We're going to be praying as he visits with his parents about Jesus.
我们也会为他告诉他的父母关于基督的关于神的一切而祷告。
One is praying in China.
一个人在中国祷告。
And many are praying in Edmonton.
而许多人在这里在 Edmonton 祷告。
And we're praying to the same God.
我们都在向同一个神祷告。
And we're asking that same God to speak to our hearts.
我们向着神，我们以请神来对我们的心说话。
He will be praying lots in private.
他将会私下里祷告很多很多次。
He may be sitting in a room with his parents.
他可能和家人住在一个房间里。
Just like I stand here by Renee.
就像 DK 站在我旁边一样。
I can be praying right now while I'm standing here talking, and Renee does not even know it.
我可以自己独自向神祷告，即使站在我的旁边，我可能完全不知道他在做祷告。
Pastor Evans is going to be talking to his parents, and he's going to be praying, and they won't even know he's praying.
Pastor Evans 也会同样的这样做，和父母在一起，自己独自在心里祷告，而父母却不知道。
Why will he bother to pray?
怎么会影响我们祷告呢？
Because he needs God to give him wisdom.
因为他需要神给他智慧。
Why did I sit right there and pray for DK and Renee?
为什么会坐在那里为DK 和 Renee 祷告呢？
Because what God says to me, I want the Spirit to say to you, but it has to come from God to DK to Renee to here.
我们需要神在我们彼此之间给我们智慧和力量。
Do you know the only one that can make that happen?
只有一个人才能够使那个发生。
It's God.
只有神才能使那个发生。
Because if it was just me, Renee would probably reach over and say, "Stop! I don't understand you."
如果没有神的话，我可能就不理解他的意思，而且可能会不让他靠近。
What should be our custom about prayer?
那么什么应该是我们祷告的习惯呢？
In 1 Thessalonians 5:17, the Bible says in one text, pray without ceasing.
在撒帖罗尼迦前书五章十七节，有一个版本是这样说的：不住的祷告。
Today, when Pastor Evan prayed to begin the service.
今天这个 Pastor Evan 开始我们崇拜的时候，他做的祷告。
You knew when he began, and you know when he stopped.
你知道他什么时候开始，什么时候结束。
But there are some times when I'm praying, I don't stop. I just kind of stay open to pray some more.
但是有的时候我祷告不会停止，会不停的祷告。
We don't always start a prayer and finish a prayer.
我们甚至不知道我什么时候开始的，什么时候结束的。
When we're driving down the highway, sometimes we're just communicating with God as we drive.
我有的时候在高速路上开车的时候，我就会不停的在心里和神沟通交流。
That's praying without ceasing.
那是不停止的祷告。
In another translation, it says, "Never stop praying."
这节经文的另外一个版本。的翻译是从不停止祷告。
When we stop praying, it means we think we don't need God anymore.
当我们停止祷告的时候，就说明我们不再需要神了。
I have been a Christian now for over 60 years.
我做一个基督徒已经60多年了。
And the older I get, the more I know I need God.
我年纪越大，我觉得我越需要神。
What do people do with life who do not know God?
那么那些完全不了解神他们的人，他们的生活是怎么样的呢？
I encourage you never stop praying.
我鼓励你们不要停止祷告。
The next custom is the much needed custom of encouraging or exhorting people.
第四个习惯是一个非常非常需要我们做到的习惯，就是劝诫或者是勉励他人。
I know lots and lots of people today who need encouragement.
我知道许多人，今天的许多人都需要别人的鼓励。
We've had people who say, I can't take anymore, and they take their own life.
有许多人说我做不到这样了，很多东西从我的生活当中被夺去了。
They need encouragement.
他们需要鼓励。
Sometimes I just need someone to come by and put their arm around me and say, I'm praying for you, DK.
有的时候我只是需要有人走过来，把胳膊绕在我的脖子上对我说 ，DK， 我会为你祷告。
I have another question.
我还有一个问题。
Are you a drain or are you a fountain?
你是一个下水道呢，还是一个喷涌的泉源？
When we go in the kitchen,
当我们去厨房的时候，
and we walk up to the cupboard,
我们走到这个橱柜前面，
and there's a sink there for washing dishes.
有一个这个sink 就是这个流水的这个盆子。
In the bottom of the sink is the drain.
这个水槽的底下就是一个下水道。
And up above is the fountain. You run the water in. That's the fountain.
那么在上面的就是 fountain， 就是出水的这个水管。
So I'm asking, do you pour encouragement in, or do you drain encouragement out of people?
那么我想问你，你是把鼓励不断地倒入这个水槽呢，还是不断地把鼓励从这个水槽把它让它流走？
I have some people that every time I see them coming, it's encouraging. I'm glad to see them.
我有很多次人们走到这里对我说鼓励的话。
But sometimes I have people that when I see them coming, I know they're going to drain the energy out of me.
那么有的时候有的人走过来，我知道他们会让我感到非常的泄气。
Are you, am I a drain, or are we a fountain? Do we encourage or do we drain people?
那么你是一个鼓励别人的人呢，还是一个让人感到泄气的人？
Acts 15:32 says, And Judas and Silas, who themselves were prophets, said much to encourage and strengthen the believers.
使徒行传15:32，犹大和希拉也是先知，就用许多话劝勉弟兄，坚固他们。
Another translation says, Then Judas and Silas, both being prophets,spoke at length to the believers, encouraging and strengthening their faith.
那么这节经文还有另外一个英文的版本，让我们的汉译的意思是相近的。
It's a wonderful blessing to encourage someone else.
这是非常好的祝福，去鼓励别人是非常好的祝福。
And to know that when I encourage, it strengthens their faith.For me to encourage strengthens their faith.
如果我鼓励的话，他们就有了力量。
Acts chapter 20 and verse 1 and 2. When the uproar was over, Paul sent for the believers and encouraged them. And then he said goodbye and left for Macedonia. While there,He encouraged the believers in all the towns he passed through. Then he traveled down to Greece.
使徒行传20:1-2，乱定之后，保罗请门徒来劝勉他们， 就辞别起行，往马其顿去，走遍了那一带地方，用许多话劝勉门徒，然后来到希腊。
Verse 2 would say that he encouraged the believers in all of the towns he passed through.
那么第二节经文说到，用许多话劝勉门徒。
That means whether I'm in Edmonton, or Cochrane, or China, I should be encouraging other believers.
那就说明了，不管我是在埃蒙顿，在卡尔加里，或者还是在中国，我都要鼓励别人，鼓励信众。
We're going to do that tomorrow. We're going to encourage someone, right? We're going to encourage someone tomorrow.
我们将明天鼓励某些人。
The next custom is the custom of serving the Lord our God.
下面一个习惯应该是服侍主，我们的神的习惯。
1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 35 says, And this I say for your own profit, not that I may put a leash on you, but for what is proper, and that you may serve the Lord without distraction.
哥林多前书七章三十五节，我说这话是为你们的益处，不是要劳碌你们，乃是叫你们行合意的事，得以殷勤服侍主。
We have a law in Alberta against distracted driving.
我们有一个在阿尔伯塔，我们有一个法律，就是不要分心，驾驶的时候不能分心。
That means when we're driving, we're not supposed to be texting.
那就是意味着我们在开车的时候不能发短信。
We're not supposed to be talking on the phone.
也不能打电话。
That's distracted driving.
那就是。
We need to serve the Lord without being distracted. And it is very easy to get distracted. We can get distracted by work. We can get distracted by financial problems in the home. We can get distracted by problems at school. We can get distracted in so many ways. But we need to serve the Lord without distraction. We need to serve in His church. We could even say in my church or in your church or in our church.
我们也可以说，在我的教会、你的教会或者我们的教会。
Everyone needs a church home, and that's where we begin our service.
每个人都需要一个教会，把选定一个教会当做自己的家，然后在那里来服侍。
How do we serve Jesus?
那么我们应该怎样来服侍神呢？
We serve with our mind.
我们用我们的头脑来服侍。
Mandarin Chinese people are given a good mind by God.
说普通话的中国人从神那里得到了非常好的头脑。
You have many engineering students, many brilliant students.
你们有很多学工程的学生和学。
But we need to give our mind back to God.
但是我们应该把我们的头脑放回到神身上。
We need to serve with our mouth.
我们用我们的口来服侍。
We need to speak the truth about God in today's world.
我们需要用我们的口来说出真理，在今天的世界。
Sometimes we keep our mouth closed when we should have it open.
有的时候，我们应该说的时候，我们却把嘴巴闭上了。
And sometimes we have it open when we should have it closed.
但有的时候我们应该闭嘴的时候，我们却张嘴乱说。
So we ask God how to serve with our mouth.
所以我们求神让我们用我们的口来服侍他。
We serve with our hands.
我们用手来服侍神。
Someone set up these chairs today.
今天有人在这里，把这些椅子摆出来。
There was a person who put the table and all the display of the literature on the table.
也有一个人把这些桌子摆出来，并且把很多的期刊杂志都在这个桌子上面摆好。
George went and got a case of water just so I'd have a bottle of water.
那么有些人也来从方子里打水过来。
There are just so many ways to serve God with our hands.
有很多很多的方式用我们的手来服侍神。
And for someone who really loves God,
对于真正的爱神的人来说，
they're happy to set up chairs.
他们是非常高兴来在这里摆椅子。
They're happy to set up the table with the display.
他们非常高兴来摆这些桌子。
George was very pleased to go get a bottle of water for me.
神也非常的高兴有人来帮他打水。
When we serve God with our hands, let's do it with joy.
如果我们用手来服侍神的时候，我们也得到了快乐。
We serve with our resources.
我们用我们的资源来服侍神。
Most of the time, our resources come from something like this.
大部分时间，这个资源可能是来自于这个金钱。
Sometimes mine has a little more resources than others. I've got $30 today.
有的时候呢，没有多少，比如今天有30块钱。
But we need to serve God with whatever resources we have.
但是我们需要用我们所有的资源来服侍神。
Our last custom today.
那么今天我们要讲的最后一个习惯。
Is the custom of forgiving.
就是饶恕的习惯。
We need to learn how to forgive others.
我们需要学习如何饶恕别人。
We need to forgive ourselves.
我们也需要饶恕我们自己。
And we need to learn how to accept forgiveness from other people.
我们也需要如何接受别人的饶恕。
Mark 11:25 says, "And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your sins."
马可福音11:25，你们站着祷告的时候，若想起有人得罪你们，就当饶恕他。好叫你们在天上的父也饶恕你们的过犯。
And Mark 11:26 says, "But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses."
接下来，马可福音11:26说道：如果你们若不饶恕人，你们在天上的父也不饶恕你们的过犯。
If I know someone has a problem with me.
如果我知道有人和我之间有问题，
we need to ask God to get that problem solved between us.
我们需要神来帮助我们解决我们之间的问题。
And if there's anyone in the church that I have a problem with,
如果这个教会当中有人与我之间有问题，
I need to ask God to forgive me and ask them to forgive me.
那么我要求，我请求神让他饶恕我。也饶恕他们。
The Bible says that if I won't forgive other people,
那么圣经当中说到，如果你不饶恕别人，
then God's not going to forgive me.
那么神也不会饶恕你。
We need God's forgiveness in our lives.
我们需要神，在我们的生命当中饶恕我们。
There's no one in this room who's perfect.
在这里没有一个人是完美的。
All of us have sinned before God.
我们每一个人都会在神面前犯罪。
And we need God to forgive us.
我们需要神来原谅我们，饶恕我们。
I have done some things wrong to other people in my life.
在我的一生当中，我做了一些错事，对某些人。
I need to ask them to forgive me.
我需要请求他们原谅我。
I'm going to ask Paul to help me down at the front just for a moment.
我想请Paul来帮助我，展示一下。
I want to share something with you that happened to me.
我想向大家分享一下发生在我身上的一件事情。
I have pastored a church for several years.
我在一个教会做牧师做了几年。
And then I left the church and went to another ministry. I went back as a guest speaker at that church.
我又回到那个教会做这个客座的这个讲员。
And there was a man in that church that felt that I had done him wrong.
那么在那个教会呢，有一个人，他觉得我对他做了一些错事。
I didn't feel like I had done anything wrong.
但是我并不觉得我对他做了什么错事。
And no one else felt like I had done him wrong.
也没有任何一个人来问过我，我做对他做了什么事。
But he felt like I had done him wrong.
但是他先是我对他做了错事。
He came back to talk to me while I was at lunch after the service.
当我讲完到午饭的时候，他来了我跟前。
And while we were talking,
当我们正在谈话的时候,
I said to him, I want to apologize to you
我对他说，我想对你道歉。
For everything that I have ever done wrong to you,
我想为我曾经做过的任何的做错的事。
And for any of the places that you feel like I have wronged you,
在任何地方你不喜欢的我做的事。
I apologize and ask your forgiveness.
我道歉，我请求你的原谅。
And this is exactly what happened.
现在就是当时所发生的，就像当时所发生的那样。大家现在看到的就是当时他对我所做的。
That's what happened.
那就是当时发生的事情。
Do you imagine how I felt?
你能想象到我当时的感受吗？
I didn't think I had anything wrong.
我并没有感觉到我做错了。
But I said I asked your forgiveness.
但是我还是说了我请求你原谅。
I apologize, would you forgive me?
我道歉，希望他能原谅。
And he walked away.
但他却走开了。
I have done all I ever did.
我做了我应该做的。
Until you've done that, you might not all need to do. We need to ask people to forgive us. And it's up to them to forgive us.
我们需要求得别人，这取决于他能否原谅我们。
One last verse today, Philippians chapter 3 and verse 13 says, No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it. But I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. Let me read that last verse to you again. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it. That means I've not accomplished it yet. I've not reached that level yet. But I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. That's what I ask for you.
我有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前。这也是我想告诉大家。
Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we bow in your presence.
主，我们祈求你的。
We ask you to speak to our hearts right now.
我们祈求，你用心来跟我们说。
We ask you to forgive us of our sins.
我祈求你原谅我们的罪过。We
ask you to help us forgive those who've done us wrong.
我祈求你，帮助我们能够原谅对我做错事的人。
And Lord, help us forgive those who've wronged us.
我们祈求你帮助我们原谅那些做错事，那些对我做错事的人。
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the privilege of being called a Christian. Help us to serve you today. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Amen.
Amen.